Esther, chapter 2. My girl. Talking about getting rid of Queen Vashti. Now, the reason why I don't want to preach this sermon is because I have a mother. That's still alive. Can I have an amen? Amen. See, there's something about moms that forget you're growing up. Amen. Someone say amen to the pastor. And she don't even care at times that I'm the pastor. I'm her pastor. So she's been arguing with me ever since we started the book of Esther about how you say the queen's name. It's not Vashti. Well, what is it, Mom? Vashti. I had a friend growing up, and her name was Vashti. I said, Mom, your friend may be named Vashti, but the queen is Vashti. Can I have an amen? Doesn't matter. You think it matters? See, that's the reason why I didn't go out for basketball. I was a great basketball player. But my mom was All-American in basketball. All-American back in the day. When the ball was still oval. Ain't quite got it round yet, you know what I mean? Mom was a great basketball player, so I wouldn't go out for basketball. Can anyone tell me why? Oh, I would have been driven. She would have talked about me. One bad game, one bad play. Son, you can't play as good as I do. So I went out for football. All American, all academic. You think that was enough? No. You don't hit people hard enough. I said, you don't have any problem hitting me hard enough. So I hate to have to preach this sermon today because I'm going to hear about it the next 2 weeks. Because this is the last time Queen Vashti should be mentioned. Can we have an amen on that? Chapter 2. We got through the first part of chapter 2. Chapter 2 began in 4. What was it? 479 BC. That's when King Xerxes came back from his war with Greece. He spent the winter in Sardis and then booked up from there and came back to Shushan, where he is now in chapter 2. And it was there, probably during the winter, that he started thinking about he had gotten rid of Queen Vashti. And said, well, we need to replace that queen because it's been almost 4 years now. So the guys came up with the idea of going out looking for all the beautiful virgin girls to bring back to King Xerxes so he could pick the one he wants as the queen. And again, I believe that I am correct and my mother is wrong because they went looking for hotties. Can I have an amen? They wanted to bring all the hotties to the palace. Now, if she's correct, it would have been hot ties. So I know I'm right. Vashti, high tea. Can I? Some of you get it on the way home. Now, when they started bringing all the ladies to King Xerxes, it's going to be a year's process for them to go through, getting prepared to meet the king. And that's when we're introduced to Mordecai. Verse 5, chapter 2. In Shushan, the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite. Folks, we laid out a couple of weeks ago how important understanding his relatives were. The Bible does not just put words in the scriptures for us to overlook. It gives us a tremendous hint by knowing his ancestors why Haman, who we're going to be introduced to in chapter 3, hated him so much. He is a descendant of the Benjamites, who was a descendant of Saul. So Mordecai is a descendant of Saul. Now, you wouldn't think anything about that until you saw the descendants in chapter 3 of Haman. Haman's descendants goes all the way back to King Agag. Does anyone in here know who King Agag was a part of? He was a part of the Amalekites. Anyone know anything about the relationship between the Jews, the Israelites, and the Amalekites? No, they was worse than enemies. Hey, I mean worse. The Amalekites followed the Israelites around the desert for 40 years, attacking and killing them and doing everything they could to harass them. God told Saul when he made him king, I want you to go and I want you to kill every Amalekite that's alive. Women, men, children, rats, cows, whatever they own, kill them. Guess who didn't do it? Saul. Now, I just want to throw something out. If your descendants was Amalekites, and the fella that's now under you was an Israelite, whose God told them, go and kill all of your descendants so you wouldn't exist. What type of relationship do you think Haman wants to have with Mordecai? You can understand a little bit better what's going on in the book of Esther when you realize the history behind what's going on. Verse 6, we talked about this. This is where the critics jump on Esther as not being very, very, very reliable. Who had been carried away, sound like Mordecai, from Jerusalem with the captives, who had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. Now, it makes it sound like the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, had carried away Mordecai. But that is an impossibility. Jeconiah was taken almost 120 to 130 some years prior to this being written. So if Mordecai had been taken, that's an old dude. Amen? Very old. But it's not talking about Mordecai. It's talking about the descendants was taken. Mordecai's descendants. So Mordecai probably never lived in Jerusalem. Even though he was disobedient but not going back when they was released in Persia and he built the city back for them, they stayed, and that's why we say the book of Esther has nothing but rebellious Jews in it. They didn't obey God, yet God is showing over and over and over again his faithfulness to his word and to his people. Now, we got a little problem, don't we? Let's see if we can see it. Verse 7. And he brought up Hadassah. That is Esther. I wonder if mom got another name for Hadassah. She's not here, so I can say that. She'll hear about it. Yeah, you. Some of y'all are going to be trying to call as soon as the service is up. You know what your son said? and I'm a Christian, I will deny it. Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So he's raising his cousin as his own daughter. It wasn't his brother's daughter, it was his uncle's daughter. Okay, let's get that straight. So it came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree were heard, and when many maidens were gathered together under Shushan, the palace to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also into the king's house to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. Got a question for you. I want you to think about something. Don't know if you ever let this run through your mind. Why would Mordecai, being a Jew, meaning he's from the tribe of Benjamin or Judah, those are the only ones that was called Jews, just those two tribes. The other 10 tribes was called Israelites. Can you understand that? So how and why would a Jew want his cousin that he's raised as a daughter to marry a pagan king in Syria? Persia. Can't hear you. Why would this Jewish man want his cousin he's raised as a daughter to break God's law and marry a heathen king? Now, one of two things is going on. Can I have an amen? Either Mordecai helped her, or he didn't have any control over it because she was so good looking. But Esther had control. Maybe she was like a lot of us as Christians. You know what I mean? When we can look at things and know what God's word says, but it just don't jive with what's right in my own eyes to do. You ever been there? Am I the only one preaching today that's enjoying this? Look, man, I've been studying this for years now, and if I'm going to be miserable, you need to join me. You know what I'm talking about, right? You're a Christian guy. You're a Christian girl. And you think I may end up being single. I didn't get no response in that. Thank you. And all of a sudden, here comes this non-believer. Just give you all kinds of attention. Treat you better than other Christians of the opposite sex. I'm leaning forward. That means response. I can't lean too far if you get me off the ground. That would not be a pretty sight. Can I have an amen? Well, I just want to lead her to the Lord. I just want to lead him to God. You're not walking with God. You're being disobedient. How are you going to lead him or her to God? Evangelistic dating. Let's fill up the kingdom. I've wondered a lot of times. I've seen a lot of it. Evangelistic dating. But you know, I've never ever noticed one thing. A good looking Christian dating an ugly non-Christian. To win them to Christ. Isn't it amazing? There's always someone you're attracted to that you want to win to Christ. I think if you're going to do it, pick an ugly person. Show some grace and mercy. Oh. I'm sorry, the pastor's a tad bit sick. You ever been there? You know what God's word says, but yet and still that just, God, I don't think you know what you're talking about. You're not going to give me nobody, so I'm going to go find me somebody. Oh, my land. What about this one? Taxes. That's the last part of a Christian that's saved. Dealing with taxes. Can I have an amen? Ooh, if I don't report this, gonna give me more money to give to God. You are such a liar. You want to keep that money because you want to be more secure with the money than with God. But it sounds better when we can say God supplied in mysterious ways. Anyone ever been there? Don't shake your head, because if you do, I got to come and discipline you. Now, this is what gets me. This is what got me. Verse 8, so it came to pass when the king's commandment and his decree was passed, they brought Esther to Haggai and the king's house to custody of Haggai, verse 9, and the maiden pleased him. Oh, Haggai thought Esther was a 10 on the Richter scale. Can I have an amen? And she obtained kindness from him, and he speedily gave her ointments for beautification with such things as belonged to her, and 7 maidens who were suitable to be given to her out of the king's house, and he removed her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the women. Is this girl getting treated good or what? What's up with this? Why is God, have you ever asked the question, why is God showing her favor to be picked by the king if he said it's against his law for her to marry? You ever been there? But don't look at me like I'm strange. If you're going to look at me that way, look at the board up there. Why would God bless her to be recognized, to be seen, to be picked by the king if that's against his law? Ever thought about that? How many times has God allowed you to be put in a position that seems like he is blessing you when you know his word says you shouldn't do this? So just maybe, I am the pastor, so I can just maybe when I want to. Well, just maybe God wanted her to say no. Queen Vashti did. Wasn't like she couldn't say no. You ever thought that God allows you to get in some position just to see if you're going to stand righteously? And if she would have said no, we would already be through with the book and going to a new one. It would have been a short book. No. God supplies in strange ways. Now, what he shows us is that even in their disobedience, he's still God. Now, if she wouldn't have done it, do you think that God could have delivered his people another way? Can't hear you. Yes. And if you don't do something that it seems to be against God's word, and you're afraid that if you don't do something, it ain't going to come through, so you disobey God's word. Do you think if you are obedient to God's word, he can't come through? You know, if I become queen, ooh, I can have lots of influence. If you become righteous, you can have more influence. Jesus Christ was king. And to stay right before God, to submit to his will, he died on the cross. Verse 10, Esther had not revealed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not make it known. Why is that? So Mordecai is in the middle of this too. Because it would have been real quick. They could have got out of that real quick. Only thing she had to say is, well, I know you guys like me. I know I'm a good looking babe. I know I'm a knockout. I know all the magazines want me in it. Jerusalem, GQ. Whew. 30 magazine. Can't be 17 and Jewish. You're not an adult till you're 30. She could have said, you know, I know you want me, but I can't do it because I'm Jewish. Bam. Haman would have taken care of that. Can I have an amen, somebody? You think God wanted her to stand and say no? Because if she had said no, he's sovereign. He could have come up with a better way. But we don't think that way, do we? I mean, God's got to be in it. He gave me an opportunity to do it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Now, when every maid's turn was come to go into the king, Xerxes, after she had been 12 months, according to the regulation for the women, for so were the days of their beautification accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil and myrrh, and 6 months with sweet odors and with balms for the beautifying of the women. Woo! Girls, what would it be like? Huh? Come on, give me some beauty salons, some body shops. Give me some female body shops. Come on, what are they? What is it? Red Dawn? Red Door. I'm going to be in the wrong place looking for Red Dawn, huh? The pastor be knocking on the wrong door. Come, open the door. My wife would be beautiful. Red Dawn, what else? Jean Juarez. That's plural. More than one store. Jean Juarez. Oh, girl, come on. Talk to me now. For 1 year, you got the ability to go every day. Lay out, rub down, put some beauty myrrh on you. Trim your toes. Yes, pedophile. What you call it? Woo! Woo! Oh, wrong syllable. A podiatrist. See, I knew what I was talking about. Y'all got confused. Woo! My. You know, I have to watch. Y'all send them young girls over there. Woo! Help me. Oh, okay. You got to watch out, girls. I mean, 1 year. That's hard to turn down. Get your hair done every day. When I first got drafted by Dallas, it took me so surprised that white people could talk funny. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about, do you? Let me bring you up to date. You ever been to Texas? You ever heard white people talk that's from Texas? That's an accent. And it makes some brothers look pretty smart, that accent. I had, Lord had used me to lead this young lady to the Lord when I was in Dallas. Just laid it out, man, put the gospel on her. she was a model. So she, you know, they were always bringing with the cowboy parties and get together. There was always good looking women there. Always. I mean, you couldn't get, I mean, always. So you get them off your back, you start witnessing to them. Amen. Put Jesus on them, man. You find out real quick if they want to hang around. This girl had come and know the Lord. So I went down and I was going to buy a gift as a, well, it couldn't be a coming out party, right? Coming out of her sin party. And I went up and had this necklace, really beautiful necklace. And I'm talking to this girl, and this girl, man, she was nice looking too. And I'm looking at this necklace, I said, well, what about this necklace right here? She said, sir, that's hand did. Not handmade. This is hand did. I'm sorry, but the truth hurts. Can I have an amen? I bought it just to get a hand-did necklace. Beautiful, man. I mean, they made a beautiful, they made a smell good. They had these burning ointment places and rooms where they would just put the women in there and not just get in their clothes, it would get in their skin, in their pores, and for a year to get ready to meet the king. Now, I don't know about if Esther thought about it or not, but, you know, knowing that she could have said no, maybe she says, you know, I think I'm going to do it after the year. I'm going to get babied up for a while. Then after 12 months, I tell the king, no, I can't do it. I'm Jewish. But did she do that? She accepted the queen. She accepted being queen. You know why it was hard for her to do that? Because if you hadn't lived with the Lord for 12 months, it's hard to make a righteous decision the end of the 12th month. When it comes to my wife, it don't take 12 months not to do right. Anybody in your marriage? Can't hear you. In marriage, man, 3 days. 3 days, if you're not treating your wife right, she's basically through. Hope you got the Holy Spirit living in her. Because you go up and try to give a hug and a kiss after 3 days of treating her bad, what do you think is going to happen? Come on, honey, how about a lip cookie? You end up getting a fat lip. Can I have an amen? You know what they say about marriage? God's bride is amazing. They said it. If you never had a thought of suicide, it's because you've never been married. Isn't it good to come to a church where the pastor will tell you the truth? They say if you never had a thought about murder, you've never been through a divorce. I've been counseling both. This woman had the opportunity to say no. But if you are not walking with God for the last 2-3 days and a decision come up to God, let's come your way, it is only by the mercy of God that you're going to make the righteous decision. Esther proved she couldn't do it. When King Xerxes saw her, and when King Xerxes saw what she looked like, and when King Xerxes saw that he could make her queen, all that time she's been treated good, there was only one answer she said, regardless what God wanted. And that was, yes, I accept the crown. My question to all of us is, what crowns are we accepting that God never intends for you to wear? What things are you saying yes to that you know God don't ever want you to do that? When was the last time you picked your Bible up? First service, the guy came right up every day. I said, great. Do you open it? Because some of us will pick the Bible up just to get it out of the way. Can I have an amen? When's the last time you just spent some time, just you and God, to say, God, help me through the next day or two? I got some tough decisions coming up. I got to be right with you today in order to deal with them tomorrow. And the best thing about our God is he's always there. Can I have an amen? Ain't no way in the world, I'm sorry, but ain't no way in the world else are going to say no. I've been treated like that for a year. And there's no way in the world you're going to say no if you hadn't been saying yes to the Lord already. Father, thank you for your word. It is a good word. It is a practical word. What do you want us to do with it in our own personal lives? What have we been saying yes to when we know it's wrong to say yes? What have we been compromising on when we know you want us to stand strong? Help us, Lord. But we all need strength. Thank you for your word today and an awesome word next week as we continue in the book of Esther. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget the 22nd, we start the class on finances. It's going to be a great class. Got script to help you keep your budgets. So use them. Use the word and use what God has given you to do what's right. Shall we stand?